listening to The Merlin on Cauldron FM, the sound of magic.
Hi, The Merlin here from Cauldron FM, and I'm here today with Sarah Brind and Wayne Gardner, and they want to tell us a little bit about the situation they find themselves in regarding their daughter, KD.
So, over to you, Sarah.
Right, back in January of this year, I mentioned to Wayne about KD having a bit of a flat, an odd-shaped head. Went to the health visitors, they said, see how it goes, it will sort of sort itself out. Went back a couple of weeks ago, health visitors took one look and went physio straight away and then walked out the room, which was a bit, well, okay. Looked into it a bit more on the internet, spoke to somebody who I know who had a little boy with it, looked it up on Facebook. Somebody mentioned the Lock Clinic, which is London Orthotic Consultancy. So I gave them a ring, got an appointment for Tuesday the 1st of May, got there, they did all the measurements, and yes, she's got the flathead syndrome. Rated severely in both types.
Right.
And it's just sort of snowballed from there then.
It's
basically £1,950 for the helmet. Obviously repeated trips to and from Bristol, which is obviously going to mount up to quite a bit.
Of course, yes.
We're on the 7th, we've got two more appointments this month. 7th of June we're going to be transferred to Exeter, and then it's 3 to 4 weekly trips down to Exeter then until she doesn't need it anymore. She has to wear it the minimum of 23 hours a day.
Minimum of 6 months.
Minimum of sort of 6 months. It could be 11 months, it could be 10 months,
okay.
Whatever really. So.
And the aim is to correct?
It allows her head to grow in the right places.
Yeah.
So as it grows, it's sort of filled like a foam stuff. On each appointment we go back, they'll sort of shave a bit off in the right place really.
Right, okay.
She's actually got two types of this flathead syndrome. The one type is done in measurement. Anything over 12 mil is classed as severe. And she measured in at 19 mil. And the second one is done in percentages, and anything over 89% is classed as severe, and she was 97%.
It's twisted one of her eye sockets. If it's left untreated, it can really twist her eye sockets and make them disfigured.
Okay.
Her right eye socket is already slightly bigger than the left.
And it can push the bottom jaw out, so the teeth for those.
So, there's a need for fundraising.
Yeah.
What I've been told. There's raffles and things like that going on, is that correct?
Yeah, we have a raffle at my sister's house / Avon night on the 15th of June. On the 30th of June, it's the French Maid's Wax in the Mulva Club. Wayne and his friend Dominic Stacey are going to be dressed as French maids, and they're going to be waxed from the waist up.
And that's we how it became, but it just became French maids. I've got
no idea. There's several people donating raffle prizes, so there's going to be a huge raffle.
Some live music.
Yeah, we've got some live music going on.
Yeah.
It's a local Barnesville band that's doing that.
Hopefully the Gazette will be there, because they're doing it's in next week's Gazette as well, about all this.
You've got a Facebook presence. Could you tell the listeners about that, how do they get onto there? Or
just type in Helmet for KD in the search bar, and up it will pop.
And is that open access or is it closed access?
It's a closed group, you have to ask to join.
Yeah. And how many members have you got so far?
883. In a week.
In a week?
In a week.
That is incredible, well done you.
And the French Maid Waxing, which is under the events on the Helmet for KD, there's over 1,000 people that have been invited.
Is there?
Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. How do people, or is there any particular way, should I say that people can donate to this fund that you've got for KD?
Well, they can always sort of send us a cheque or pay it into our bank account. We try to set up a Just Giving site, but you've got to be a registered charity to do with that.
Yes.
But we are working with Head Start for Babies. Which is a registered charity.
Well, sadly, that brings us to the end of this shortened version of the interview. We'll be publishing the long version later on. But for the moment, I'd like to say thank you very much to Wayne and Sarah. Wish you all the best.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.